Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we've talked about lots today. We've talked about sort of the markets and how it's pricing it. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about geopolitical events, the COVID pandemic, the Biden administration, all of these things. Those are current and topical today. But you know what I want to say to people is next year or 2 years from now, it'll be a different
issue
or set of issues that we're dealing with. There's no time in history that we're not going to have issues.
So here's a question that I got in the webinar that we did last month, in the month of November. Here are calls that I'm getting from clients right now saying, in our growth bucket, the portfolio performance has been fantastic.
Right.
Double-digit returns. Clients are happy.
Right.
And they're wondering, how the heck did that happen?
Right.
With all the volatility, everything going in every direction possible.
Right.
What's the secret sauce is what I was asked.
Yeah.
Well, there isn't a secret sauce. It's a
process.
It's a process.
I would say, it's data and process. That's the secret. Now, we talk about it at a very high level usually.
Yeah. So can we get into it? Can we educate our listeners on how do you actually get good results in times like this?
Right.
What's the process, the secret sauce?
And why? I want to address the process. We talk about the different steps, but I want to actually talk about some of the moves we made as the pandemic was going on and why, what the data was supporting.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think we talk about this idea of process all the time, Faisal. People may, you're driving, you're not paying attention. Yeah, whatever. But why do certain things? Now, this is all historical, and this is all based on this current, set of circumstances. But it will demonstrate, I think, that no matter what is going on, whatever the crisis, there's always opportunity.
And we saw that in 2015.
Yeah.
We saw it this year. When there's major volatility, I get excited. So let's kind of walk through the process of what needs to be done in a portfolio when you're looking for growth and you have volatility. And the reason why I want to spend some time on this, Dave, is because when a person is transitioning to or living in retirement, they are filled with a whole bunch of ideas. Ideas like 100 minus your age equals how much you should have in the stock market, or just buy good dividend paying stocks and you'll be okay. And here's a financial calculation that if you just take our dividend portfolio, you're going to make money, or that kind of stuff has been, they're getting bombarded with this kind of information.
Yeah. And okay. So yes, you're right. And what's the right course of action? I always talk about there's sort of four variables. Two of them are superpowers, as I call them, that we can control. Okay. And I'm going to frame it like this. There's the structure and the discipline, and we're going to talk about the discipline today.
Perfect.
Okay? So those are our superpowers of investors. The factors that we got to work within when we're applying the discipline and the structure is the timeline. What's going to happen if it's, markets are down? What's the recovery time? Okay? And we've also got this notion of volatility.
Beautiful.
Okay? So in that context, I want to take people back to, let's talk about discipline. I want to go back to June of last year.
Okay.
Because this speaks to volatility, timeline, discipline, all of it. In June of last year, we had made some changes to our growth portfolio based on the economic data by reducing the amount of equity exposure we had in our growth portfolio.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that was based on things like inverted yield curve data, and it was things like slowing manufacturing data. Okay.
Housing starts, so
got
on
it.
And so forth.
Data.
Yep.
Now, if you remember what happened in the last half of 2019 is equity markets continued to perform well, which is often the case. It's called a melt up. Okay. As the data worsens, you get this bit of a melt up at the end. So this had nothing to do with the pandemic, but the economic data told us that we needed to reduce equity exposure.
Okay. And side note, do you know how many phone calls I got?
Yeah.
Saying, what the hell are you doing?
Right. Because we look like dummies because markets kept going up.
And we're taking money off the table.
Correct.
We're putting it into more safer investments.
Correct.
Than the equity markets, the stock markets, and the thing keeps on going up. What are you doing, Faisal?
Selling into the rally. And you're right. We got lots of phone calls. You guys are dummies. Okay. Said, okay, we got it, but here's what the economic data is telling us to do. There's a discipline there. Okay. Now we roll into the early part of 2020. Now, we didn't know a pandemic was going to hit, but of course, a pandemic hits in late February. Things start to get really dicey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as we hit this crisis and it becomes apparent that, things are going to get shut down, What we did is we actually trimmed some more of our equity exposure and our alternative equity exposure, or alternative trading exposure, and we added a gold position.
Correct.
Right, to the portfolio.
What the heck are you investing in gold for, Faisal?
Right. Why add gold, right? So now we got to go back to the discipline and the data.
Okay, so let's kind of go through the data, which will lead to the discipline. We took the thesis that there is no government that's going to say, nah, we give up.
Right.
And we took the data and said every single central banker understood what happened in 2008.
Right.
And they're going to put more firepower now at a faster rate than they did in 2008 because they don't want to see that kind of a ramification for lack of decision-making process.
Right.
And so what they did is they put their decision-making process on Red Bull.
Yep.
They went extra fast. They were pushing and pushing. And to the point where they said, we're going to securitize everybody.
Right. Drop
from
rates,
Apple
print
to
money.
Small company.
Yeah.
If you're publicly traded, if you got bonds, whatever, we're going to pump so much money in here that you're going to just sit back. Then the federal governments came in and said, we're not going to allow our citizens to just sit there and not have any type of protection. We're going to pump a whole bunch of money. We call it CERB here in Canada, but we weren't the only country that did that. Right. We saw this coming.
Yeah. Well, we had two things happen. You had the monetary policy, which was pretty easy to forecast given the response that central banks had in the 08-09 crisis.
Correct.
What we didn't see in 08-09 was the fiscal response, the government response.
Correct.
But let's go back to gold. The data says... Okay, that as it's called the M2 money supply, the amount of U.S. cash in the system, okay, as it increases, okay, you should see gold price move higher. And certainly with a low interest rate, the carrying cost of gold becomes attractive. So that was a piece of an asset class that we felt would benefit, okay, given the data in the situation that we were in.
Now, do you remember I said, are you sure about gold, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say to me? It's the data.
That's right.
The data this dictates the. Let me say that again. Data dictates the discipline.
Right.
And the discipline was: this is the data. Put a part of the portfolio into gold, and we did.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, none of this should be construed as a recommendation. This is just
exactly
the data that we want to share with you, the process of why we were doing things that we were doing. There's lots of ways to do this. We just want to say this is how we were doing it and give you some insight into this. It is not a recommendation for anybody. You've got to seek professional advice on anything.
Absolutely.
And this is all historical moves that we've made.
Then came the end of March, beginning of April, and I said to you, mm-hmm, this is Boxing Day shopping.
You did.
It doesn't make sense.
Right.
And let's go through the data. And people were selling everything,
yes,
thinking the world is coming to an end.
Okay.
We went shopping.
But what did the data tell us? The data told us very clearly that when the S&P 500 falls by 30% or more, if you went back over the previous 12 crises to 1970 and you charted it, what you saw is when the S&P was down by 30% or more, okay, then the risk started to tilt to the upside. The timeline was still in question, but the risk started to tilt,
correct,
to the upside.
Then we took the data of what needs to happen in the economy, and we said, okay, look, healthcare, technology, stay at home, those types of investments are going to do well. So we tilted the portfolio that way. That's how you get double-digit returns in a bad year.
Right.
That's how you do this type of stuff.
And then you got to give me the bond market because we can't.
Holy,
you got to give
it.
Me my win.
Say it.
Okay. The data then told us in May, we made another change, and it was based on the data that said once the yield on high-yield business debt exceeds 800 basis points, or 8% of the government yields, that there is a historical opportunity to add that to the portfolio, and we made a change based on that data.
Here's the moral of the story, because we have less than a minute to go. The moral of the story is to have a discipline, and I unfortunately find that there's too many groups out there who are just promoting one strategy, not the ability to move and be tactical.
Yes.
So just buy growth companies, just buy dividend-paying stocks, just stick with gold, just buy Bitcoin, whatever those just buy,
right,
is wrong.
Right.
It holds way too much risk. Having a tactical approach using data,
not emotion, not emotion.
Structure,
that's
will
right,
help you make the money over the long term.
Yeah, exactly. And please let me reiterate that nothing we've said here should constitute a recommendation to anybody. Please seek professional advice and understand the discipline and the strategy behind it.
Correct. So let's talk about strategy. Let's talk about discipline. It's going to be on our approach on how you bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, December 8th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We'll talk to you next week.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.